So today's readings from Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46. It's on page 995. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on a glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goat on his left. Then he will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and he gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and he gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and he invited me in. I needed clothes, and he clothed me. I was sick, and he looked after me. I was in prison, and he came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?"
The king replied, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or needing clothes, or sick, or in prison, and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brilliant. Thanks. You too. Okay. As I say, we've been looking through the Apostles' Creed, haven't we? Summary for thousands of years about what Christians believe, squeezing all the great truths of the Bible into just a few sentences. And we're going to read it together, again, as we have done most weeks during this series. So let's have a read of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen."
Okay, so we're going to be thinking about that little sentence right at the bottom of the screen there. "And he will come to judge the living and the dead." But as we start today, I wonder if we could have a think about consequences. Now, I have got on my board here some possible consequences. You might have to pay a fine and be banned from driving. You might get ice cream for pudding. You might get a well-done sticker from your teacher. You might get turned into a jelly baby. Or you get sent off for the rest of the match. Now, could I have four volunteers? Come on, four of you. Come on, Edie, come up. Come on, Jacob. Come on, Rupert. Come on, me. And it might be a little bit. You can come stand with me. You can stand with me. But that's not a good one. Now, Eva, if you practice really hard and learn all of your spellings, which one of those do you think might happen to you? Do you think you'll get turned into a jelly baby? Do you think you'll get banned from driving? Do you think you might get a sticker from a teacher? You know, even if you've got all your spellings right, do you not think you'd get a sticker from your teacher? Or you might get ice cream from mummy and daddy, but what about, do you think your teacher might give you a sticker? Give you a big tag in your book? Why don't you hold that one? And Annie, why don't you hold that one for me? Would you? Do you want to go and stand over just by that other side of the book? Brilliant. Okay, me. What about if you eat up everything on your plate for dinner? Which of those consequences do you think will be yours? You might have less people putting, but if you hold that one, you've got two hands, so you can hold two of those. Okay. someone right ahead.
You probably
would get sent off. Yeah, okay, you can hold that one. And you can hold that one. Now, it's going to be a close one thing. Are you going to get spoken to a jelly baby or bags and driving? If you drive too fast and get caught by a speed camera, what do you think the consequence is going to be? I think you probably will get fined. I don't think there's anything that could end up you getting turned into a jelly baby. Thanks, guys. Go and take a seat down. Brilliant. You can leave 10 minutes with you if you want. Consequences. You can have good consequences, like ice cream for pudding, a big sticker from your teacher. Or you can have bad consequences. Sent off, don't get to play the game, banned from driving, possibly. Okay, well, as I said, this week, we were thinking about that line in the Apostles' Creed, he'll come to judge the living and the dead. Last week, we saw that Jesus is in heaven now, and he's the king on the throne, and he's ready to come back at some point. Okay? And we're going to think the consequences matter. The consequences of how we live now matter, because one day, Jesus is going to come back and judge everyone, and we will all face the consequences for how we've lived. Jesus is going to judge everyone, and we will all face the consequences for how we've lived. Now, some of those situations were a little bit silly, but we saw from our passage that Rupert and Monty Medford that there are two really serious scenarios and consequences. One option is that we love Jesus and his people, and the consequence of that is that we will have life forever with God. But there is another consequence, another option, that we ignore God and his people, and the consequence of living that way is punishment and suffering forever and ever. So two really big consequences and big choices. Now let's have a little look in the Bible and see where I got those two ideas from. If you close your Bible, just turn them back to page 995, and we're going to have a look at a few verses that will just help us understand these two options. Okay, so the verses right at the number 31, right down at the bottom, underneath the words that say the sheep and the goats, show us that Jesus is going to judge everyone. Now, Jesus is busy speaking to a big crowd of people, and he calls himself the Son of Man. And that's a special name from the Old Testament that talks about how Jesus is full of power and authority. And he says he is going to come in glory, and he will sit on his glorious throne. And every nation, everyone, every single human being that's ever lived on the planet, it's going to be there in front of him, and we're all going to see him. How amazing he is. This is going to be one massive wow moment. The biggest wow moment in the history of the whole world. Everyone's going to see Jesus in all of his amazing godness. What's Jesus going to do? He's going to judge us. He's going to judge us. Now, we might not like that word, judge. But judges care about right and wrong. And I think we all really care about right and wrong. We sort of know that from the very early stage. So if I came down and went, actually, look, I'm going to make that pen, and I'm going to make a piece of paper. Well, I've got that Annie continue on. What would you say to me if I did that? I'm just getting a look that says, that's not fair. That's not fair. What about when we're watching the football? And we yell at the TV, and yell at the referee, going, that's not fair, he's fouled it. It's not fair. Why do we want criminals to be punished when they do wrong things? It's not fair. We care about right and wrong. And we care about right and wrong because God cares about right and wrong. And he cares about right and wrong a bazillion more times than we could ever care about right and wrong. Because he's the only perfect one in the whole wide world, he gets to decide what is right and what is wrong. He will judge us and put us into one of these two groups. He will see how we live and decide we go in either that group or this group. And Jesus talks about separating sheep from goats.
In Jesus' day, the farmers used to actually have to do that. The goats used to get somewhere a bit warmer at night to sleep, and the sheep were fine outside. So the farmer would literally separate the sheep from the goats. Now, I thought we'd have a go. I've got some pictures of either sheep or goats on the screen. And if it's a sheep, I want you all to give your best sheep noise. I want you to give your best bah. And so practice. So if the sheep appears, you go bah. And if the goat appears, I want you to stamp your feet. Imagine, I'm not going to do anything more like a head, but imagine your goat's head butting. Let's do a stamp off it. So if the goat appears, we go. Okay, so we need to look at the screen and see if you think you've got a sheep. We go bah. If it's a goat, we stamp our feet. Okay. So what do we think? Well, maybe lots of bars. Yeah, I'll put the sheep on the right hand side. What have we got on the screen now? Yeah, another sheep. I'll put it over onto the right. Oh, what about this one? Oh, yeah, our goat there. What about this one? Yeah, another sheep. Really impressive horns on that sheep. What about this one? Oh, yeah, most of us are thinking goats. Yeah, goat. We've got a bit of Rupert is sure. Rupert is sure it's a goat. I can't remember which way this one goes. Let's see if we go left or right. Google told me it was a goat. Okay, what about this one on the screen? Sheep. And lastly. Yes, a very impressive long-eared goat. Okay. So we separated the sheep from the goats. We've got our sheep on the right-hand side and our goats on the left. As I say, remember, Jesus was using this as a picture to talk about what's going to happen for real people. Now, I know this is my right, this is my left, so it's the right way around for me. But Jesus is going to put people into two categories. You've got the people who love Jesus and his people, the church, and people who ignore Jesus and his people, the church. And there are serious consequences. Because when Jesus comes, there's only going to be these two groups. There's no kind of sitting in the middle. There's no bit of that, bit of the other. We're all in either one camp or the other. Jesus will judge us. And there's consequences. If we love Jesus and his people, then we will enjoy life with God forever and ever. If we ignore Jesus and his people, then we will suffer punishment forever and ever. And this is serious. This is heavy stuff. Because Jesus keeps his promise. All throughout the Bible, we see that Jesus is a person who keeps his promises. And he's promised us that this is going to happen one day. He will decide whether we go this way or that way. And so we can be sure that it's going to happen. And Jesus, you know, he doesn't make us guess, you know, who's in which group. He knows. And he tells us how he's going to decide. Don't know if you noticed when Rupert and Monty were reading. You know, they were talking about caring for people who are hungry and thirsty and lonely and needing clothes and being ill. But Jesus wasn't, I don't think, talking about absolutely everyone. He seems particularly bothered about how we treat God's people, how we treat other Christians. Have a look at verse 40, look at number 40, halfway down that second column on the page. Jesus is talking, he says, the king, that's Jesus, will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. You see, Jesus is saying that if we really do truly love Jesus, then it's going to flow out in the way that we love and care for God's people. God's people, Christians, are like Jesus' little brothers and sisters. Now, if you've got a brother or sister, have a think about some of the ways that maybe deep down you really do love them. They make it on your nerves at times, but you really do love your brother or your sister. And Jesus is saying, if we love one another as brothers and sisters, that'll show that we really love him. Because Jesus, remember, Jesus is in heaven. So we can't actually go and give him a bit of bread or a drink or invite him out to our house. But we can do that for other Christians, for his brothers and sisters. Do you see, what matters most for deciding where we spend forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever is whether we love Jesus or not. And how do we know that? Well, if we trust that Jesus died to swap places with us, take away our sin, well, whether we're living with him as the King and Lord of all our lives. That's what matters. And how do we know if that's the case? Well, it will show in the way that we love one another in church, by loving his people. So how we care for people in our church family, who are feeling lonely? Or what about when we support people overseas, our mission partners, with money? Or when we stand up for Christians who are being beaten up for believing in Jesus? That's a way that we show that we really are loving Jesus and his people. It might feel quite small. It might not look really special and amazing. Remember the righteous people in verse 37, they didn't even realize they were doing anything special. But Jesus sees. Jesus knows our hearts, and he promises us that if we're loving him, living his way, then we can be confident that we will get to enjoy forever and ever, and ever and ever and ever, and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever with him. Do love Jesus, then that should motivate us to really care for our church family. Really, remember, they are Jesus' little brothers and sisters. Okay? So that's one group. And we've seen that Jesus is coming and judging, puts us into one of these two groups. Now, as soon as you have two groups, you're always going to have something that's going to be really good for some people and really bad for others. Now, if there was a rule somehow that we woke up one day and the only thing we could eat was apples, that would be great if you liked apples. But it would be terrible if you didn't like apples, wouldn't it? If that was the only thing you could eat for the rest of your life, great if you like apples, terrible if you don't. Or what about if there was a rule that the only pet you could have was a pet dog, which is the only toy dog I could find in my collection? That would be fine if you loved dogs. But if you don't love dogs, or maybe you're allergic to dogs or a bit scared of dogs, that would be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? There's only two camps, only two options. It'd be great for some and terrible for others. Now, those are silly examples. But Jesus coming back and judging isn't a silly example. That really will. And it will be great if you're over this side. It's really not good news if you're on this side. It's bad news for those who ignore Jesus and his people. This is challenging when you think about it. I don't know, maybe you wouldn't call yourself a Christian. You think, well, that's me. I'm one of these people that's ignoring Jesus and his people. Well, investigate it. Come and speak to a Christian. You need to get to know this Jesus. It's going to matter. Because one day we're going to stand in front of him as our judge. A terrible consequence if we end up spending eternity forever and ever and ever and ever separated from God. The thing is, we will all know people who are over this side, friends and family, who don't love Jesus. Let's be praying for them. There are serious consequences. They're going to last forever. Only God can change their hearts and bring them to know about Jesus and his people. So would we remember this future judgment that Jesus is going to come and bring? And would that cause us to pray for them more and more, and take opportunities to talk to them about how amazing Jesus is, so that they return and love Jesus and love his people? So just as we finish, Jesus is really coming back. Don't know when, but we know he is, and that's where all of history is heading. Jesus is going to judge us, and we'll face the consequences for how we treat Jesus and his people. It matters. The challenge for all of us, however old or young we are, is are we going to make Jesus and his people a priority in our lives? Because it's going to have consequences for the rest of time. Those are some big things, I know. So why don't you spend a couple of minutes, those with families, if you've got the sheets as you came in, just to chat a little bit about what we've heard today. And if you've not got kids with you, there's a couple of questions I think you can read on the screen. Maybe to have a think about it yourself, or chat about with those around you. And let's just take a couple of minutes just to let some of the big truths we've been thinking about this afternoon sink in, and then we will see.